The Anjali Mudra is probably one of the easiest asanas in yoga, yet it is one which has immense importance. We take the palms of our hands and bring them together to our chest. This is also commonly known as the Namaste pose, or simply praying hands. In the Hindu faith, putting our hands together in this manner is believed to bring a deep sense of unity from within and a connection to those to whom we offer this gesture. Namaste is a Sanskrit word found in the Vedas, the ancient Hindu scriptures, and conveys the sentiment, "I am bowing to the divine in you." This physical expression is a recognition of the divinity that surrounds us all. When we greet our friends, neighbors, parents, teachers, students, customers, acquaintances, and yes, even adversaries with praying hands, we are telling them that we see and respect the divinity in them. Even more importantly, this same gesture communicates our affection, connection, and respect for the highest divine power, God, when we join our hands in prayer before their murtis or sacred images. In this one small gesture, one small mudra, one small asana, one seemingly mundane action, we are telling everyone, while simultaneously reminding ourselves, that we recognize and embrace the divinity in them, that there is divinity in all of us, and that divinity is cherished and respected. There is an uncommon strength and power derived from praying hands for those who have fully understood and embraced this humbling truth. Swami Vivekananda, Swami Prabhupada, the Dalai Lama, and many others from time immemorial have embraced this understanding. For me, I saw this understanding consistently and constantly in the life of His Holiness, Pramukh Swami Maharaj, my mentor and my guru throughout my childhood and for most of my adult life thus far. I was fortunate to have seen him probably hundreds of times and was blessed to have had many personal interactions with him prior to his passing in 2016. To this day, when I close my eyes and reflect upon those encounters and those glimpses of my guru, invariably I remember his palms together, fingers interlaced, and performing namaste to one and all. It could be in a closed-door meeting about the most personal of matters, or in a large assembly filled with thousands of people. His hands naturally came together in the namaste pose, and many times, he would slightly tilt his head forward in further deference. But I am far from alone with these personal recollections. Pramukh Swami Maharaj spent over 70 years connecting with individuals, understanding them, and helping them through good times and bad. He dedicated himself to the betterment of our lives because he saw, respected, and embraced the divinity in each of us. He made time for all, regardless of background, age, or faith. He fulfilled a promise to his gurus that he would serve the fellowship until his last breath. He worshipped the sacred image of God, lovingly referred to as Thakurji, with his whole heart, with praying hands, and with a deep and broad understanding of the divine in the murtis, the divine in you, the divine in me, the divine in everyone, and the divine in every living creature. It was this understanding, this humility, that always saw Pramukh Swami Maharaj with praying hands, folding hands, accepting hands, loving hands. It was this understanding, this humility, that saw him never taking credit for any of his accomplishments, but always giving credit to God and his gurus. It was this understanding, this humility, that was pure, magnetic, and powerful. Humility, divinity, and praying hands. This was at the heart of Pramukh Swami Maharaj's life. Pramukh Swami Maharaj was my living example of the meaning of namaste. He humbly bowed to the divinity in all of us. He left a unique legacy, and his life and memory serve as an example of what we can all try to emulate in our lives. To everyone, I bid you, namaste.